On today's Tech Help for Churches, increasing your YouTube audience with a tool called VidIQ. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using new media, social media, the internet, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation and ask your questions, by the way, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, you can always head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and that's a great way as well for you to interact with the show. And questions answered there, by the way, are, questions asked there are answered every Friday on the question and answer show. So you can tune in then and watch all of those as well. So maybe you've got videos on YouTube. Maybe you have started to build up a little bit of a following, a few people are subscribing, etc. How can you be found by more people? Well, it's actually fairly simple. There is a Chrome plugin, it's an extension, that you can get called VidIQ. Now, all you need is the basic version. So I'll leave a link in the show notes below. But basically, the free version of VidIQ tells you the keywords, the tags that other videos are using. Now, how that's important to you as a church is a lot of times when people are spiritually seeking, when they're hungry to know about the things of God, they will start doing research. And when they do, they don't just watch one Christian video. A lot of times they'll watch a lot from a variety of sources. So you want to be one of those sources so that you can get the message out as well. So it's not that you're competing with other churches in your area. Far from it. Actually, you're banding together. So you might think, well, how can I use that? No problem. Here's how I would do it if I were you. I would get and install VidIQ. Then I would look for some of the bigger churches in your area, some of the more popular churches, maybe some that are somewhat like you. So, you know, if you go to a Roman Catholic church, I don't think I would necessarily try and get an audience from a Pentecostal church. They're just way too different. But if you're a contemporary church, another contemporary church might be a good way to go. So you could do that. That's step number one, is do some research. Find these other churches that have videos on YouTube and pay attention to the topics that they have. Step two, having picked these topics that these other churches have, why not do similar video work? So if they've got really popular videos on parenting, maybe you should put up some videos on parenting. But pay special attention to the titles. Titles really matter in YouTube, so pay attention to the title of the video. Chances are, if you haven't been getting a lot of success, your video is entitled MVI-06345. Or First Baptist Church Hackensack Sunday Service. Neither of those really tell you a lot about what's in the video. So you need to put something that's descriptive. So if it's on marriage, start out with the word marriage and go from there. Now, with the VidIQ plugin, look at the keywords that they're ranking for and match some of those. So if their keyword is marriage, make sure you also put marriage in there. You might find that there are some tags in there, some keywords that you haven't thought about. Don't feel like there's a special super secret list. No, just use what they're using. And also, use a good description under the video. Remember that YouTube really can't search video as well as it can text. So make sure you put a good description of what's going on and see if there's some overlap with these more popular videos of the other churches, so that when someone goes to see one, in the right-hand side, they might see yours as well. You might have run into this in your own life, where you go to YouTube, you go to the internet, etc., and you start with the topic. Maybe you're curious about something in history. Maybe it is something with your church or your relationship with Christ. And you start watching and researching, and then you see a link. Well, you go off to the link, and you start watching that and reading more about that, and then you go to another link, and then another, and 4 or 5 hours later, you realize, oh, I thought I was going to be on for 15 minutes, and I've wasted my day. Well, people will do that, so why not help them to find relevant information? So that's really what we're talking about here. We're not trying to steal audience. We're not trying to take advantage of people. We're trying to capitalize on what they're already doing. They're already going to get lost in the internet. That's just the way that it is. That's how the internet's made. It's supposed to be a little addictive. Now, whether that's right or wrong, that has nothing to do with this discussion. What I'm trying to say is that you want to capitalize on this fact, which is a fact, and get more people to your videos so that you can help them. That's the whole point of this whole thing, is you're trying to help them. And sometimes hearing the exact same thing from slightly different perspectives can really open something up. I don't know how many times I've heard someone say, I know that I've read that scripture 100 times and now it makes sense to me. Or, I know that I've heard that before, but all of a sudden it just clicked. This is the advantage of different perspectives. This is the advantage of having different voices that paint the picture. You don't think it's an accident that there are 4 Gospels to you. No, God knew what he was doing. Different perspectives shed light. They open something up in our eyes. And while Luke might have been initially primarily written to Gentiles, Matthew might have been initially written primarily to Jews, and John was just deep. It's not the case that you can't get something out of each one of those. So I think that what we're trying to do here is we're trying to provide different perspectives that help God's word be more clearly heard and understood. So that's why I'm encouraging you to do this, to kind of join in with your fellow believers in your town. And I want you to start in your town so that people that are local can have a choice and maybe visit other places and see where God wants to transform their lives. So I want you to do that so that together as a team, because we as churches start thinking of each other as part of the same team. Like, you know, at the end of time, I don't think we're going to go, yay, there are more Baptists, or there are more Methodists, or there are more Roman Catholics. We're going to say, yay, heaven is more full. That's what we're trying to do. So I want you to do that. I want you to use these techniques to get your videos more widely seen, so that you and your church can go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to subscribe to my email newsletter. That's located at trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can find all sorts of great free church tech stuff and a free subscription to my email newsletter, where I give you even more tips and tricks and tell you what's coming down the pipe from trinitydigitalmedia.com. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.